Let us go then, you and I, when the evening is spread out against the sky. I've been reading T.S. Eliot, The Love Song of J. Alfred Prufrock, from a copy I bought long ago for a college English course. Did you remember it doesn't start with that line? There's a verse in Italian, which someone must have translated for me 40 years ago, because there it is, in my neat young hand script. If I thought my answer were to one who could return to the world, this flame should shake no more. But since no one did ever return alive from this depth, if what I hear be true, without fear of infamy, I answer thee. Turn the page, and there you are. Let us go then, you and I, as the conscious and unconscious mind begin their colloquy. I was surprised both by how much and how little I remember of the poem. Should that be surprising? Reading Eliot's lines now, they seem to have more meaning, just not the same meaning I would have found then. Scholars would say Eliot was examining a young man's psyche. For me, his words seem older and sadder. In the room the women come and go, talking of Michelangelo. The yellow fog that rubs its back upon the window panes. And indeed, there will be time. There, that line. And indeed, there will be time. When you're young, there's nothing but time. As you get older, you read into that line the little aches and pains of mourning you either never had or happily ignored years ago. There is promise of time in the line both then and now, but with more sadness now from then. There will be time, there will be time, to prepare a face to meet the faces that you meet. That's the line I think more about now. When you're young, you prepare a face for the world. Later, you look at that face and wonder who it is. I think about my dad shooting a basket in the driveway at the age of 92, surprised when the arc stops well short of the basket. The look on his face reflected both what he knew in his mind would happen and what his eyes saw happen. Both of his faces were there, the one he had prepared and used for a successful life, and the one he saw in the mirror. There will be time, there will be time. So I wonder when time changes, when the face you've prepared for the world becomes the new face you see in the mirror. There will be time, there is still time, to prepare a face different, perhaps more honest than before. Doesn't matter to me much what Eliot was really writing about. Thousands of scholars, as well as casual readers, wiser and more deeply thoughtful than I, have wondered about that. I'm more focused on being with Eliot when he asked, "Do I dare?" and have been grateful he was there to ask the question. Maybe it's enough that in the room the women come and go, talking of Michelangelo.